Thanks, calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. Am I speaking to Bianca?
Hey, John. My name is Jonathan. Yeah, I have Bianca on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Yes, I can. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'll pass over now.
Sure. Hi, Bianca. Good afternoon. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I am speaking to you on a recorded line. Have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
So I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter or signed documents from another law firm? Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. And were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you know by chance the type of the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I'm trying to walk in the house.
Do you know the subtype that was diagnosed?
Diffuse B cell.
Would that be diffuse B cell, large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm sorry to hear that again. And have you had more than one diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you're just filing this claim for yourself, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed? What's the approximate date that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was August 2019. The exact date is the 12th, I believe, of August.
Okay. So your best guess is was August 12th,
2019? Yes.
Okay. And sorry to hear that. And how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And what was the address of that residence that you used Roundup?
2500 Brookline Court, Arlington, Texas, 76006.
I'm sorry. I've got 2500 Brookline Court.
No, 2503 Brookline Court.
Brookline, is that spelled Brookline?
Correct.
Okay. And that's in court. And what city or town is that in? I'm sorry.
Arlington, Texas.
I didn't hear that. I apologize.
It's fine. Arlington, Texas.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I heard it this time. Arlington, Texas. And what's the zip code there?
76006.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. So you used Roundup in a residential setting at your home, and the address where this home was at was 2503 Brookline Court. That's Arlington, Texas, 76006.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have any other friends, family, anyone else that you know that used Roundup and was later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, it was more so just me.
Okay.
I don't have any
friends
or anything.
That's fine. And how old were you in the year 2019 when you got this diagnosis?
28.
Okay. And how many years did you use Roundup?
About 4.
About 4 years, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days during that time frame, that four-year period?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking to you on a cell phone or is this a landline?
This is a cell phone. I don't have a landline.
All right. And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. These questions ask if there's any history of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer requiring chemo other than a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, any family history of cancer, an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, any of those sound familiar or run in your family?
Nope.
Okay, good. And, of course, the main injury after using Roundup would have been your diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm sorry, say that again.
How you were harmed by Roundup was through a diagnosis called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Correct.
Right. Okay. And you are the injured person. You'd be able to file a claim on your behalf. And your name is Bianca, Bianca?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name, Bianca?
Nicole.
Is that spelled Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. And is the last name Richardson?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got Bianca Nicole Richardson. I reconfirm the spelling of your first and middle name. The last name is spelled Richardson. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix to your name, Bianca? Like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And your gender is female?
First name, last name, which is Bianca Richardson, 766 at gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you your gender is female?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I
Yes.
think you heard me say Gmail, but I meant to say gender.
Yeah.
You're female. Okay.
Okay.
And are you married?
Yes. No.
Okay. And so that means you're single?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the last four digits of your social?
8641.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct.
8641.
Okay, 8641. And then what is your date of birth, please?
04/01/1991. So April 1st, 1991.
Got it. 04/01/1991. When did you first learn that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup? When did you first learn that? Was that within the last 2 years or?
It was in 2019. Once they diagnosed me with it, that's when I confirmed it and I stopped using it immediately that day.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. And
Okay.
oh, I'm sorry. So actually, how did you first learn that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup? Was that from the doctors?
No, I started having like real bad eye irritation. I had breathing issues. I'm already small, so I started losing a lot of weight, and my eyes was getting real irritated, so that made me go to the doctor.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so did you learn from the medical staff that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from a Roundup exposure?
Yes, after they ran some a few different tests.
Okay. And they had it was the medical staff that shared with you that it could have been from Roundup?
Yes.
Let me just make a note of this, okay? Medical staff during diagnosis has suggested she may have developed NHL from Roundup, from an exposure to Roundup. So that was again in 2019, okay? And then what is your height in feet and inches, and then your weight?
Roughly around 5'5", and now I weigh like 117. Well, I'm gonna say 120 now,
120. Okay, did you
because
say
I'm not
five,
as
5'5",
yes,
120?
yes.
Okay, and then you were about to provide me the email address. What is your email address?
Okay, first name, last name, Bianca Richardson, 766 at gmail.com.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. I have first and last name, Bianca Richardson, 766 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And you said this is your cell phone number I'm speaking to you on?
Yes.
Okay. The law firm is, if they agree to take your case, they're going to want to speak to you very briefly to do a case verification call. Is it okay if they call you on this cell phone number?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And would the afternoon, like right now, be a good time that you can be reached?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then what's your best estimate of how many times per year did you use Roundup or per month?
Best estimate, I would say, I'm trying to think back. I'm sorry.
Another way of asking this is, did you use it seasonally, like during the spring or summer months when weeds grow the most?
Yes.
Okay. And do you use it, how often did you use it during the spring or summer months? Did you use it weekly, monthly?
I would say weekly.
Weekly?
Because I would say weekly within the spring and summer and even in fall. The only time I didn't really use it honestly was when it was cold, like during the winter.
So if we talk spring would be starting around April, and then fall goes into like October, November. So let's say April is the beginning of spring. We have April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's up to October. That's about 7 months. And if there's
really, I would say March, because March is when the weather started actually changing, because it's spring break around it.
So I really
would say around.
So March is when you started beginning to use the Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you end it right around October or November or September?
Yeah, I would say probably around the same time. I would say around October, November.
Okay, so if we say March to October, that's 7 months, and there's roughly 4 weeks, give or take, for each month. We're talking 28 weeks. So you think you use it at least 28 times during the year?
Yes.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
I was using it for about 4 years.
And when did you start using it? What year did you start using it, and what year did you stop using it?
2015. And I started in the summer of 2015, but every year after that, I was starting in the spring using it.
Okay.
And I stopped when I got diagnosed in 2019.
Okay.
August 2019. So roughly about 4 years.
And you got diagnosed August 12th, 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And you started using it July of 2015. So I'm just going to put July 1st as the start date. And then August. June. June 1st, 2015 is the start date. And then the end date would be August 12th, 2019. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And you stopped using Roundup because you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And you said you applied this seasonally, correct?
Yes.
And how did you apply it? Like, did you use the hand sprayer? Was it already pre-mixed for you and you used the hand sprayer? Or did you have to mix it with water and then use a concentrate?
No, it was already I had to use it concentrated. It wasn't already mixed.
Okay. So you used the concentrated formula?
Yes.
And how did you apply it? Using a hand sprayer?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Like gloves or a mask?
Sometimes I did use like gloves, but I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't all the time.
I'll say no then. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You said that you used it at your home?
Mm-hmm. Outside and around my, like around by my doors and everything.
Do you use a front yard, backyard?
The front yard, backyard, around my porch area as well.
Okay. How big of an area would you estimate the area that you applied it in? Maybe square feet.
I honestly don't know the square feet because it was around, I did it in the front and the back. So, I wouldn't exactly know the exact square feet, honestly.
What's your best estimate?
I don't know the square feet.
How big of a big of an area is the porch or backyard? Is like 10 feet, 20 feet?
I guess I could say about 10 feet.
Okay. Would that be the whole backyard or just the porch or the area that you used, you applied it?
I would say that the porch area of the backyard. But then it's also the same for the front yard as well.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, for this question, where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Applied at home, both front and backyards, including porch area. Unsure of the size of the areas.
Okay.
And the porch, is that backyard porch, front yard porch, or both?
Backyard. Right. Backyard. The front didn't really have an actual porch. It was just around my door and the grass and everything. But the backyard has the actual porch.
Okay. Okay. All right. Applied at home, both front and backyards, including backyard porch area. Unsure of the size of the area was applied. Okay. And you applied it in what state was this?
Texas. The state that I was at.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Thank you. Texas. Oh, your dad's calling. Your dad is the one who you applied it in Texas. Okay. And you said it was in a residential setting.
Mm-hmm.
And you were directly exposed to Roundup?
Yes.
And did you use it for weed killing purposes?
Yes.
Okay, directly exposed from intended uses, that is to kill weeds. And you personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
How often?
It's like twice a week.
How often were you present during the application of Roundup? All the time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know I sprayed it like at least twice a week.
One second here. I'm so sorry. Since how often were you present during the application of Roundup since Roundup was used directly? Injured was present 100%. Of the time used. Okay, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Well, since Roundup was used directly, you were present 100% of the time.
Yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? What's your best guess? How many times you may have used it? 50 times, 100 times?
I mean, I use it like twice a week, literally for 4 years within the seven-month time frame.
So how many exposures do you think that might have added up to?
I can try to add it and see.
That's over 100 times, right?
Yes.
Okay, over 100 plus. Okay, I'll put 100 plus exposures. Okay, and do you live near a water well?
No.
Okay, do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And you said you used the concentrated Roundup product, not the premix?
Yes.
Okay. And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
At Home Depot.
Okay. Do you know when?
When? It was in 2015.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any receipts?
I do.
You do have receipts?
Yeah, I don't have them with me right now at this current moment. It was over 5 years ago.
Okay, it's okay. But you could provide receipts?
I can try to see if I can find some, but like I said, it's been...
How certain are you that you actually have receipts of the purchase? If you don't believe you do have any, then you should say no. But if you're certain you have proof of purchase, then that's great.
Okay, I'm going to say no because I don't want to tell you I have them and then I can't find them.
Correct, okay, got it. Do you presently have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of your employer?
Victoria's Secret.
Okay. And where's that store located?
In Irving, Texas.
Is that the location in the Irving Mall?
No, it's off MacArthur.
It's off MacArthur?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in Irving, Texas?
That is correct.
Okay, I found 7761 North MacArthur Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Unit 370, Irving, Texas? Okay. And what's your job title there?
Supervisor.
A supervisor? Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, I started working there after when I was diagnosed with it. I was working at a different company, and yes, I had to take some time off because I was hospitalized.
And do you know the dates you were unable to work?
I'm not sure the actual date that I wasn't able, but I did take time off. I was actually in the hospital. I got hospitalized.
Do you know what's the estimated dates that you had taken time off?
Right before I went to it was in 2019 for sure, because literally after I was hospitalized, I wasn't even able to go back to work. I didn't have like the PTO to cover it, and they ended up releasing me from my job. So I
And
had
then,
to get a new job.
when were you hospitalized? So that's when you had to take time off from work to get treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Did that hospitalization occur when you were diagnosed August 12th, 2019? Would that be
Yes.
the starting point?
Yes.
And then how long did that go on for? Like a month, 2 months, a couple weeks?
It went on for about 6 months. I was in and out of the hospital at that time.
So were you hospitalized consecutive? I mean, the entire 6 month time, or was it off and on during that six
No,
months?
it was like, so I went in, I was initially hospitalized 7 days, and then I was back for in and out of the hospital for those 6 months, and it was taking away all of my PTO, and I didn't have time. Once
I
I
get it.
kept getting hospitalized,
So what you're saying is that initially you were hospitalized for 7 days, but then you still had to miss work for up and for a few for from time to time for the next 6 months. So beginning in August, for 6 months, it stopped around February of the following year, 2020.
20,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay, February 2020. Okay. So the response, the answer is miss work. For a 7 day hospitalization, miss work, actually, I'm going to put here miss work off and on between August 2019 and February 2020. Does that sound familiar? That sounds a little more accurate or more general. Does that
Yes.
sound right? Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Do you know the name of the physician that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Dr. James Turner? Yeah.
Okay.
James
And
Turner.
where is he located at?
At Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital.
He's at Arlington Memorial. Dr. James Turner, MD, is an oncologist. Is that cancer doctor?
Huh? I'm sorry.
Is a can He's your doctor that treated you?
Correct.
Okay, it looks like he's an oncologist, which is like a cancer doctor. And I have an address for him. I don't know if this is correct.
800 West Randall Mill Road.
What is it? I'm sorry.
800 West Randall Mill Road, Arlington, Texas, 76012.
Oh yes, I found it. Okay. Yeah. So is this correct? It's 800 West Randall Mill Road, Suite 2300, Arlington, Texas, 76012.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. You're very good at this. I appreciate this.
No problem.
I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. That's awful. But I'm pleased that you let me help you get signed up on this lawsuit so you can get compensation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me see here. Does he have a phone number? Yeah. Do you have a phone number for him by any chance?
I don't have the telephone number. I need the hospital number. But...
Hold on, let me see here. I actually have him, Dr. James Turner. He's associated with your hospital, Arlington Hospital, but I have him at 1609 Hospital Parkway in Bedford, Texas, and I do have a phone number for him.
I mean, maybe he went to work at both hospitals. I'm not sure, but I live in Arlington, and I was at Texas Health Memorial. So
okay.
He may be at, you know how some doctors work at different locations? So maybe he could be at that location as well, but... I'm not sure.
But he is affiliated with Arlington Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. All I'm trying to do is get a phone number for him. That's all. One second here.
No problem. Unless you just want to use the hospital number, I can provide you with that.
I have, for that phone number, I have 817-960-6100. Does that sound right to you? I got it from Google. 817-960-6100.
Yes.
And then how would you say being diagnosed with lymphoma impacted your life?
I ended up losing my job. Medical fees was building up. Like, I was sick. I had to do chemotherapy. I've never had to do anything like that, especially at the age of 28.
Okay, one second. So you mentioned a job loss.
Yes, I ended up losing my job being in and out of the hospital. I got a lot of hospital fees. I was sick. Like, I had to depend on lots of people because I couldn't get from point A to point B because I was always sick. And after chemotherapy, it drained me. So it's like I'm literally sleep for the rest of the day.
Okay, got it.
Afterwards.
Job loss due to absences related to medical treatment and burdened by medical bills. Thank you. Job loss due to absences related to medical treatment, burdened by medical bills, physically unwell, depriving the claimant of a normal and healthy quality of life.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Okay. So how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Job loss due to absences related to medical treatment, burdened by medical bills, physically unwell, depriving the claimant, that's you, of a normal and healthy quality of life. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that sums it up.
Okay, good. And you did mention you don't have any medical records that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type. Is that right?
I have them, but I don't have them with me. Now, I do have my medical information, but if they want to reach out to the hospital, they can.
I know. They will. The law firm will request that. But, I mean, do you have any documents at home, physically in your possession, whether it's a home, office, or even in your car? Do you have any documents?
I will have to look for them. It's been so long. So I have to go through and look. But if it's easier for them to just pull it from the hospital, then they can.
Well, I'm sorry. The question that I have is, do you have any documents in your possession that show non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosed August 2019?
Yes.
Okay, you do. Okay, that's all I needed. Okay. And then, again, this is redundant, but the hospital was Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this doctor is Dr. James Turner.
Mm-hmm.
You're treated August 12, 2019.
Yes.
And the healthcare facility was the same, Texas Health Arlington Memorial, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And and you're treated August 12, 2019.
Yes.
And do you know what type of treatment you received because of NHL? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
A who?
A stem cell transplant?
No. The
did
type of treat?
Did they treat you with...
Just...
I'm sorry. Did they treat you with chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
Yes, both of them and pain medication.
Okay. And what about radiation?
No, they just did chemotherapy, the immunotherapy and pain medication.
Okay. No surgery?
No.
Okay. All right. That covers treatment. Did you have to go to a specific cancer center for treatment by any chance?
No, I just kept going back to the hospital.
Texas Health Arlington Memorial. Okay. All right. Now, we're getting close to wrapping up. I thank you so much for being patient with this. It's not very long, but quite a few questions I can understand. What is your address? This is going to be for the law firm to contact you.
The same address, 2503 Brookline, Arlington, Texas, 76006.
Brookline?
Fort Arlington, Texas, 76006.
Okay, I got it. And is there a unit number to that address, apartment number?
816.
Okay, is that apartment number 816?
Yes, the unit 816.
Oh, unit 816, okay. All right. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 2503 Brookline Court. That's in Arlington, Texas. That's unit 816, and the zip code is 76006. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something happens to you. This prevents any disruptions. and they found it necessary to have an emergency contact if they can't reach you if you become unresponsive, who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I don't even, no, I don't really have an emergency contact. I don't have someone living with me. But you can, I have my friend, if that's okay.
Does your friend, that's fine. Yeah. Does a friend live with you?
No, she doesn't live with me.
Okay. And we have permission to contact her if necessary?
Yes.
Okay. And it's your friend. What is your friend's name?
Terisha, T-E-R-I-S-H-A.
Okay. T-E-R-I-S-H-A?
Yes.
Okay. Terisha, and her last name?
Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L.
Okay. That's C-A-R-R-O-L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terisha, Carol, and her phone number, please.
214-837-3512.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. Area code 214-837-3512.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right. Let's see here. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm, in order to officially take your case, they do want to verify that you were exposed to Roundup. The call only takes a few minutes because we did all the hard work. So they'll just verify, take a few minutes to verify our conversation. Yes, yes, yes. Once they do that verification, then they'll let us know whether or not you and I know whether or not they'll officially take the case. But I'm going to be sending you a legal agreement that authorizes the firm to represent you. The name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker. So be on the lookout for a call from them. If anyone calls about the Roundup lawsuit, just find out, are they Pulaski Kirker? If they're not, then don't talk to them. But if they are Pulaski Kirker, talk to them. And then,
okay.
Because they would be the firm. Let's see here. In a few moments, I'll be sending you a text message with the documents for you to sign. By the way, you know, since it's you filing a claim for yourself, can I just get your full social? I asked for your partial, but part of the forms you're going to be signing is an authorization to release medical records, and it'd be wise to have your full social on there because it'll show the law firm is requesting medical records for you with your social.
Okay. 639-248-641.
Okay. That's 639-24-8641.
Yes.
Thank you. So we've confirmed, regrettably, that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on August 12, 2019. That's your best date, approximate date. And that was after using Roundup. You are alive, so you're able to file a claim on your own behalf. And you don't have an attorney. I've confirmed the name is Bianca Nicole Richardson. We've confirmed the spelling of first, middle, and last name. You're single. We confirm your social, your date of birth, April 1st, 1991, height 5 feet 5, weight 120. We confirmed your email address, phone number. Everything looks good. In about a minute or two, you'll get a text message with a link to the legal forms to sign. Have you ever done DocuSign in the past?
Yes.
Oh, good. So it'd be easy for you to sign. Bear with me here. Just double checking my work. Something seems to be. Make sure everything's good. Oh. Okay, so now I'm going to take a look at the legal forms, make sure they're okay. The law firm, though, if they agree to take your case, they don't get paid unless you're paid. So if they're successful, which I expect them to be, you would get 60% of the funds. And then they would keep 40%, which is standard for a mass tort. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Okay, everything looks good.
For the following month.
Okay, everything looks good. The legal forms. So in any second, you're going to get a text message with a link to the link to DocuSign to sign the forms electronically. And once we complete the signing, we're done. Except for, be on the lookout for the case verification call from Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
Let me know if you got the text.
I did.
Okay. Then while you're signing electronically, I'm going to text you my name and phone number so you always know who – you have a record of who signed you up for the Roundup lawsuit. And then also, I'll text you the name of the law firm so you know, like, where to get information about them, the website to them, and their phone number.
No way. Okay. All right, I'm finished signing.
You're very good. Second here. You're just waiting on my text.
I just, you must be sending me another one.
Yeah, I'm going to send you, this is going to be a text for me because the text you got was actually from DocuSign. Now you want to know, okay, like, who was the guy that signed me up for the Roundup lawsuit? And then more importantly, is who's the law firm that is going to be calling me? Pulaski Kirker. So you may still get calls asking you to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. Just you want to find out, like, are you the law firm Pulaski Kirker? No? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm waiting for that law firm because they're representing me. And then they'll stop calling. They won't talk to you at that point because they know that you already have legal representation. It seems like my text, you got my first text, which says, "Hi, Bianca, this is John Maurer."
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get the text. Looks like you didn't get Pulaski Kirker's text.
Mm-hmm. I got your text.
Yeah, let me try it again. Did you get the second text? Law firm Pulaski Kirker. Still didn't go through.
No. Mm-mm.
Let me try this. Do you have some sort of restriction on your text messages?
Mm-mm.
Did you get that text?
Now I just think that this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like you may have a restriction. I'm going to send you, here's the website for them. So you got the name.
I don't have a restriction.
You know, I don't know why it didn't go through. So I just sent you
another. Do you have this?
What's that?
Do they have a certain number?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the phone number. Did you get the text with their website?
I did.
Okay, good. Now you should get one more text with their phone number.
Have you sent it now?
Yeah, I sent it. Phone area code 7136, rejected.
What's the number?
It's area code 713.
Mm-hmm.
664. 4555.
4555. Did you see me just send you that number?
Yeah, hey, yeah, you just texted me back. That's the number, correct? I got your text.
I don't know. I'm not sure why it's not coming through, though.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
Let me see. I don't know why it wouldn't be coming through. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. 713-664-4555?
Yes, correct. Yeah, that's the phone number. Luckily, you got that because you texted me the phone number back. Like, hey, John,
yes,
here,
I have. I don't know why it's not coming through. I don't have a restriction because if I would have had a restriction, you wouldn't have been able to text me.
Yeah.
So I don't have a restriction. So I'm not sure why it's not coming through.
I just sent you the text again with a phone number. I wonder if that went through.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Well, the good thing is that you have that phone number. That's so you texted me back. Yeah, it came back unreturned. I'll have to look into this. I'll have to look into that. Okay, well, the good thing is you have the phone number to the law firm and you know the name, Pulaski Kirker. That's it, Bianca. We're done. Be on the lookout for their call, okay? Is there any other
questions? Should they be calling today?
What's that?
Should they be calling today or?
No, they'll call sometime between now and the next 14 days.
Okay.
I wish they call right away for you so that you can just get this over with, but they usually take time to review the paperwork we send, and then they pick up the phone to call you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for helping me.
Bianca, I thank you for your time, and I'm glad that you let me help you. But I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. That's awful. But I'm glad that you're going to get justice here soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay? And take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.